I wanted to fame, but not the cover.
2 minutes after 8 here on a Friday. Good morning to you. I appreciate your patience this morning. Mike McNamara in for a Friday edition of All Marine Radio right here on the All Warrior Radio Network. Just got done interviewing the Commandant for over an hour. You'll hear it on Tuesday, and it's an awesome interview. I recorded the first part of the show a little bit ago. We got to the end of the time that his scheduler gave me, and he says, "I got time, Mac. Let's keep going." So, so I was like, "Oh shit, my what I recorded is going to run out and play again." I said, "Screw it, man." When the headman says he's got more time for you, but let me tell you this: the interview is awesome. It's absolutely awesome. Whether we're talking about gender, aviation, whether we're talking about the crisis the Navy's going through, which is a public one. Much like the one General Nella took all those face shots for with the Marine United stuff, with the stuff at Paris Island. We talk about that. We talk about his trips to Guadalcanal recently for the 75th anniversary of that battle. Him out to see the 31st MEU, and what he said to them. Him hosting the president of South Korea, who Marines evacuated from the Chosin Reservoir. In North Korea in 1950, his family, for those of you who don't know, did see the story. The president of South Korea, his family lived in the vicinity of the Chosin Reservoir. Marines evacuated them to the port and then on to Navy shipping, and they spent Christmas together that year as they sailed south. And he said his parents told a story where they gave out candy, and their Christmas present that year was a piece of candy. And they loved it, and that he owes his life to the Marines rescuing his family and then allowing them to start a new life. And now he's the president of South Korea. So when he landed at Andrews Air Force Base, the first place he went in the United States was the National Museum of the Marine Corps by his own request. So very cool stuff. So yeah, I will tell you this. You will absolutely love the interview. Nella's very frank. He's a good guy. He did not, however, he's a Michigan guy, would not apologize for that punk ass nonsense that the Tigers pulled on the Yankees yesterday, fighting them. So, yeah, he straight up refused to apologize for that. I was like, what the hell, man? Don't you have any class? And he said, "Screw off, Mac. The Tigers are in last place. Whenever they fight for anything, I'm fired up." So anyway, I appreciate your everybody's patience this morning, to include the All Marine Radio head chef Kim Holmes' patience in terms of.
Are you kidding me? To get an interview like that, it's worth skipping the whole show if you can nail something that great.
Yeah, and you know what's cool is that, you know, he's a buddy, and he was the first guest on the program, and so getting, you know, an interview that goes longer than an hour is awesome. So, but anyway,
congratulations.
Our Monday. Hey, I wanna ask you a question about you grew up in, you're a child of the '60s, right?
Yes.
There's a thing going on in this country relative to protesting where a lot of these protests turn violent and start burning and looting and things like that. And kind of jokingly, I started playing John Lennon's "All We Are Saying Is Give Peace a Chance." But, I mean, I'd just be curious on your thoughts. Do you think that people who are protesting and they're protesting largely against the dropped on your head at birth crew, okay?
Yeah.
But do you think they need to go back to school and learn how to protest and learn the lessons of Dr. King and guys like John Lennon, who you assemble, and by virtue of your 15,000 to their 50, you make every statement that needs to be made, and there's no really need to go ahead and burn shit down and destroy stuff?
Well, I'm clueless to the way that the protesters react. And that wasn't the way in the 60s. It got violent in Chicago in 72, but that was a different kettle of fish. But the anti-war protests were nonviolent. I remember seeing hippie sticking flowers in gun barrels of the National Guard.
It was daisies.
And
daisies to be specific.
Well, make love, not war. You know, and that was the mantra, and they were, you know, they were vocal for sure. But I the violence today on, well, obviously the one side has always been that way. The Nazis and skinheads and white supremacists. But the other side, it's gotten a little out of hand. And I was watching the news last week, and they call themselves something else.
Anti-fascist.
Well, and I no, but there's a word.
Okay. Anarchist?
Yeah, it starts with an A. But anyway, it's all baloney to me.
Yeah.
If you're going to protest, turn your backs on everybody, walk away, don't engage them in violence. You're just playing into their hands.
Yeah, the message get lost. It reminded me of, I saw a guy that he's been on Fox and ESPN. His name's Jay Whitlock, and he was talking about Colin Kaepernick, and he said, "Hey, look, man, think about it. Nobody's focusing on your message. The only thing they see is what they perceive is your disrespect to the nation." Now, your take is something else, but look, the whole essence of communication is you're broadcasting and they're getting it. If you're broadcasting it and they're not getting it, then you got to change frequencies, man. And he said, look, so what I would tell everybody is the message doesn't go beyond what people perceive as your disrespect for the national anthem. And so don't find another way, man. Look, you have cameras that cover you all the time. There's all kinds of ways that you can do that. But if you choose to do this, right? And he said, I'll tell you, why would anybody hire Colin Kaepernick? One, he's not that good. He played his way out of a starting position in San Francisco. And if you take him on, you've got to take all that garbage on with your season ticket holders and your business. The juice ain't worth the squeeze. And so he said, but to everybody else, if you want to make a difference, there's a way that you can do it because you got a platform. Don't run everybody off in the way you're protesting. You know, broadcast on their frequency, man, and help change. He said, but look, people don't want to listen, man. They don't want to listen. So.
No, they don't. No, they don't. I mean, he had plenty of opportunity to protest in a different way. You don't mess with the national anthem. That's just
the other thing, he wore socks with pigs on them as an insult to police officers. You know, I mean, just all the stuff that he did, it's like, dude, you not, and now he's not saying anything, right? So what happened? Your bank account took a hit?
What do you think?
Somebody just did the math for you? Like, yo, bro, we're running out. Or you're going to
be a little too late.
Yeah. So, again.
You better go back to school and get another career.
Well, and again, I have friends that we see, you know, like the shooting in Minneapolis, outside Minneapolis, you know, of Philando Castile. You know, he says, I've got a gun. He's pulled over for some kind of traffic thing, and he gets four bullets pumped into him. Come on, man. That's crazy. Stop doing that. Or the thing in South Carolina where the guy's running away.
And he's a special needs guy, and he's got no gun, and the cop shoots him in the back. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, so everybody sees that, but don't get in the way of the message by either burning your neighborhood down or by having the method that you're using drown out your message. It's stupid. And so I don't know. So anyway, you're a child of the 60s, man. So Kim speaks with experience, man, that show up and your numbers paint the picture. Like, yeah, there's 15 of those morons and there's 20,000 of them.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty. Yeah, the pictures from Boston were pretty powerful. And
I thought they were magnificent.
Yeah,
that's awesome. And that's the way you protest.
And you know, and that's and that's the cool part of the country. Okay. And even when you think about it, we're having this big debate about monuments and statues and things like that, right? And in some of the cities, the mayors of these cities are black women. Okay. So look, yeah. Let me get this straight. We're on the backside of having elected a black man twice, right? In the city of whatever, you know, Lexington, Kentucky, there's a female black mayor who's moderating this discussion at a city council meeting. Okay, so look, I get it that we got to somehow reconcile ourselves with our history of slavery, our history. It's our nation owns it, man. It was part of us. But moderating that discussion is a black female. Okay, so look, we've come a long way. So we all need to take a breath and think about it. And then let's have a knockdown, drag-out discussion about it in hopefully a respectful way. But interesting. So, all right, so with that said, how you been? What's going on?
Well, I'm doing all right. Just singing a song, but been a interesting week politically. But we don't have to go there today. It's a freak show for me. I mean, you and I have lived a long time. I've born in 1944. I've seen a lot. Go under the bridge, and it just amazes me that in today's society, after all the what's gone on, assassinations, the wars, that we can't even come close to getting it right. And it just, I've got my little corner of the world.
Yeah.
Pull
up the ladder.
It's just
pull up the ladder.
I just don't want to waste any more of my time. If somebody asks me, I'll tell you what I'm thinking, but I'll do it in the way that is not gonna. I don't need any more conflicts in my life.
You know, Mike, who's on the show in about 45 minutes, yesterday he said, it's time for the human race to become extinct again. I said, what? He said, yeah, this is clearly too much. He said, when you have the rampant stupidity that rolls around the planet, I think it's time for us to go extinct again. Somebody shut the light off. And it made me laugh.
Well, we're gonna shut our own lights off. I mean, we're gonna self destruct if we don't start. Well, I mean, how long have they been saying that? So, I'm just enjoying my time left.
Yeah, exactly. Now. I got mine.
Well, it's not that I have mine and the hell with the rest. It's just it doesn't matter what you do. I mean, I vote. I'm vocal in local politics. And that's all I can do. I don't want to get on a soapbox. I don't want to go to Congress or Senate because nobody works together. It's all to get reelected.
Right.
That's all I see coming out of Washington is how are they going to get reelected and pad their wallets. And that's what I think of it all. And they have an opportunity in this country to affect serious change for the well-being of the whole country. but sacrifices have to be made by everyone. And so they know what needs to be done, but they don't have the balls to do it. For me, that's how I see it.
I watch it every day, and I'm.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, there's more and more, and that's where Mike was yesterday. I'm so tired of this. I'm so. What I see on TV is so discouraging that that I don't even want to look at it anymore. I don't want to be around it. Just leave me alone. And I'll live my life, and hopefully people can sort it out. But I'm not going to worry about it anymore because I don't see – and this is one of the things that I talked about months ago. I don't see what's going to change it. What's going to change any of this? And that's why – hence my discussion about how would you change the Constitution – things like that, but anyway, are you?
You don't need to change the Constitution. You need to follow the Constitution.
No, you need to outlaw.
There's
hey.
a Stevie Winwood song that
what's the name of it?
It would light up or leave me alone. And that's all I'm going to say about that. You know?
Light up or leave me alone.
Light up.
No,
leave
but you
me
know,
alone.
more and more people feel like that, though. Like I don't want to deal with it anymore. You know, you got the.
What can you do? I've been doing it since I was in. I remember when Nixon ran against Kennedy, and. I mean, I was in prep school then. I was 16.
You couldn't vote then because you had to wait till 21. You were 21.
21, I know. But, I mean, we had mock elections in prep school.
Oh, yeah. You were wearing your little dickie voting for whoever.
I was wearing my little Kennedy dickie.
Exactly.
And my mother was all over Nixon stuff.
She was?
And when I came home for vacation... For Thanksgiving, she was just in tears when I had my Kennedy button on.
knowing your mom,
the protest started, baby.
knowing your mom.
Oh God!
She made you take that shit off too.
Yes, she did. not until she caught me. I ran around exactly.
Kim's back. Kim, hey, we have to take a break. When we come back,
yes.
Kim tells a really funny story about his mom. His mom, like, rearranged the furniture in his after he got married. You have to tell that story because it's hilarious. And then we'll talk further.
Oh,
yes. All right. First of all, good morning to everybody on a Friday. I recorded the first about 45 minutes of the program. And while I was interviewing the Commandant, you'll hear the interview on Tuesday. And I would just tell you this, the interview is awesome. We talk about everything from, keep your honor clean to try to manage the Marine Corps through Marines United, his trips to Guadalcanal out to see the 31st MEW, his thoughts on Hilo Dunker training, a lot of things that we talked about on the program. Captain Lauren Serrano's contention that does the Marine Corps still want me? And where do I fit in? And so, it's a great interview. I think I do decent work most of the time. But he's I think we all watched it when he testified in front of I think it was the Senate Armed Service Committee. I know it was the Senate Armed Service Committee. In open session about the Marines United thing, and he took face shot after face shot after face shot, and told him, I'll fix it. And so we talked about social media. Should most leaders be on social media? So it's a great interview. Anyway, apologies for being late. We're gonna take a break. When we come back, Kim's gonna tell a funny story about his mom coming for a visit after he got married, and Kim's pussy boy. His mom, like, ran the show, right? But now you've got a wife. And when your wife looks at you and says...
she's running the show.
Yeah. When your wife looks at you and says, yo, pussy boy, time to stand up and be a man. So, anyway, we're going to take a quick break. More of All Marine Radio coming up on a Friday. right here on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Yeah. Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it. This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts with 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out. BattleMug.com.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do. And I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the South community should be aware of.
The Global South Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsouthfoundation.org/Marine.
MilitaryByOwner.com is an excellent resource for any military family moving to a new area. We found a ton of homes to choose from and purchased a house 8 days later. This was the only site I used. Thanks, Military by Owner.
Are you PCSing? Do you need to find a home near a military base quickly? With over 45,000 listings and 15 years of experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base, MilitaryByOwner.com can help. Military by Owner. Proven and dependable.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
From the Delta to the DMZ. Is that me or does that sound like an Elvis Presley movie? Viva Da Nang. Oh, Viva Da Nang. Da Nang me, why don't they get a rope and hang me? Hey, is this a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
A28 on the West Coast. I forgot to play the big intro when we started, so.
Now that's a nice touch. We're back in the scene in our flying machine.
That's right, we are. Okay, tell your story about your mom coming to visit after, this is hilarious.
So Beth and I had been married about, I don't know, 3-4 years. We're living above the restaurant, the original Sanders. And I had this big 7-foot leather couch, and we only had the one bedroom, and that's where mom stayed, and she loved it. And she was there for about, I don't know, she came out on the train about there 5 days or so. And we did a little drive about, but Beth went to work. She was cutting hair, and I went downstairs and started working and doing my chores, baking bread and things. And I came upstairs about, I don't know, 2:30, 3 o'clock, and I heard moving upstairs. I didn't think anything of it. And my whole goddamn house had been rearranged. I said, Mom, what the F did you do? You're not, I'm telling you, I'm just saying you might want to change that back the way it was. And she says, no, this is the way it needs to be. She'll love it. I'll take care of it. I said, good luck. And then I disappeared. I went downstairs, man. I got the hell out of there.
Pussy boy.
And, I knew what was coming. So I walk upstairs I heard Beth go upstairs, and I walk upstairs right after her. And I walk in, she had been in about 5 minutes. She looked around, and she's got a wicked evil eye. I mean, she knows when one picture frame is out of bounds. That's how thorough she is. And she looked around, says to Mother, what the hell did you do? This isn't our house. This might be your house, but this is not your house. This is our house. Now, let's change this right back the way it was. Mother says, now, come on, dear. Just started. And Beth raised her hand and cut her off. Says, God damn it, this is my house. We're changing it back. I'll take you to the train station.
Now, did you wet your pants at the time? Because your mother.
No, I was loving it.
Your mother is a pretty tough customer.
She's a very tough cookie. She was a great mama, but she was strict in her way and in the ways of the way Linda ran things. So they got the place back, and Mom said under her breath, I'm a bitch. And Beth heard it and said, And spun around and said, did you just call me a bitch? So this is my house. Now, don't keep calling me names. And Bitch says, oh, I did. She started mumbling. I was eating it up. I was loving every minute of it. After that.
Finally, somebody manned up to your mom, right?
Something like that.
That's hilarious.
When we all woke up the next morning, everything was cool. And they got to be great friends after that. But Mom had to be told that this isn't her house or her idea of what we should live like. This is how we wanted to live. So, but yeah, that was a great move on Beth's part. I did love it.
Your mom moving your furniture, man. Oh my God.
Oh God, can you imagine? I mean, Beth was just ripped.
Yeah, but, you think? Oh, I just rearranged your stuff. That's hilarious. So, yeah. All right, let's talk food. Kim, now I called Kim a little bit ago, and I said, "Hey, I'm going to be interviewing the comment." He goes, "Oh yeah, I want to talk about tomato pie." I said, "What? Like, what is that? That sounds disgusting. Cherry pie, apple pie. I'm good with."
Well, go ahead.
But tomato pie? Are you kidding me?
No, I am not.
He said, "No, it's delicious." I said, "Oh my God!" So explain to me. Normally, I'm like totally down with your recipes. Tomato pie does not, in the least, sound appetizing. How about that? How about that for an intro?
Well, that's a fabulous intro, because that's what most people do, is turn up their nose when they say, "A savory pie? A tomato pie? Are you kidding me?" Light up and leave me alone kind of thing. But, yeah, it's delicious. And you make a pie crust, like you're making a pie crust for a cherry pie, or you go buy a pie crust at the grocery store if you so desire. Beth, she prefers to make them. And then you blanch tomatoes. And the tomatoes are coming in right now. They're just absolutely huge and gorgeous. It's been a good growing season here. Corn is spectacular. Not always the case.
Oh, no, corn is, especially in North Dakota, corn is awesome. Okay, so tell me about tomato pie, and I'm curious. How are you going?
Okay, you blanch your tomatoes, and I'll go into that after I just kind of skim over the recipe. You blanch them, you cool them down, you slice them.
Wait. Okay, look, what is blanch? What does that mean?
Okay, we go through it. Okay, you blanch a tomato, you get a pot of boiling water.
Yeah.
And the tomatoes usually should be beefsteak tomatoes. Now, those are the big, round, red tomatoes that usually come in the middle of the summer from July on the East Coast and August on back here. And then you blanch them in the hot water until the skin starts to crack. Then you pull them out and you right away put them into cold water. And then, after that, you let them sit out and you peel them. You take the skins off. You don't want skins on these tomatoes. And then Beth put them in the fridge overnight, then she takes them out of the fridge. She slices them and puts them on paper towels or brown paper bags that are opened up, and sprinkles a little salt on all the tomatoes, and it helps drain the any excess liquid you have out of the tomato, and the tomatoes are done. Then you have salt, you have garlic, clove, minced, you have basil, shredded mozzarella, shredded cheese blend. You can buy it in the grocery store, an Italian cheese blend. She doesn't like to use yellow cheddar cheese because it seems to be a little greasier than the yellow cheese. Now, and then you have a cup of mayo for the end. Now, half a cup. This is just for one pie.
Okay, hold on. When am I...
I'm just telling you the ingredients. Now I'm going to put it together.
When am I going to eat this? For dessert? Because it doesn't sound like dessert.
Well, no. You have to bake it again.
I know, but am I going to eat it for dessert?
Look, it's an entree pie.
Don't get pissed at me. I'm just asking.
I'm just telling you. No. it's an entree pie.
Oh, so I'm going to eat it. I'm going to eat it with dinner. I'm not going to eat it after dinner.
It's your dinner with a tossed salad on the side.
Oh, okay. Okay, so when I'm thinking, I'm going to eat this instead of cherry pie.
Yeah.
Beth
is screaming at me. Now.
I know. Tell her not to be messing with me. I'm not your mom, okay? I'm not afraid to lay the smack down. It answers my question. It's an entree. I get it now. Okay, keep going.
Okay, and you build the pie by putting a layer of the tomatoes, sliced tomatoes, on the bottom. Then you cover it with the three cheese blend. Beth used fontina, mozzarella, and provolone. And she grades them, and she puts sprinkles that over it, and then sprinkles some garlic, half the garlic mixture, half the cheese mixture, and then fresh basil on top, chopped basil on top of that. Okay? And then you put another layer of tomatoes, and the same thing. Tomatoes, cheese, garlic, basil. And then you take the mayonnaise and a little leftover cheese, and you mix the mayonnaise and the cheese and chop basil together. And you spread that all over the top of the pie so it creates a topping that no tomatoes are sticking through. And then you put it in the oven and you bake it 45 minutes at 375 degrees until golden brown and bubbly. And then you take it out and you eat it warm, and you can serve it with a salad, or, if you really, any barbecue thing you want, if you want. But we just eat it, as the entree, as the main dish. And we absolutely love it because that pie crust and then the tomatoes and melted cheese and mayonnaise kind of browns on the top. It's just killer good. And I know it sounds weird, but Beth has sent you the recipe and the picture of what the pie looks, the portion looks like of the pie.
No, I'm cool. I just thought it was dessert at first. And then you started going through the ingredients. And I was like, that's not dessert. I mean, what kind of game is he trying to run on me? Does he think I'm a chump?
No. The last thing I think you are is not a chump, believe me. And then you know better.
And then I thought, like, well, maybe it's a trick. He's trying to trick me.
No, I'm loving this conversation this morning. But as always, you interrupted me and didn't let me finish my dissertation.
No, when I ask for, like, when I don't understand something, you always tell me that I should interrupt you because if I'm not understanding it, that means the less intelligent people that are listening aren't understanding it. So most of them probably do, but there might be a few that don't, so I'm probably a good representation of the not smart people, especially relative to cooking.
But no, I love it. I'm just messing with you too. But absolutely interrupt me because I went about it the wrong way, as always. Beth corrects me on that. But
thank God.
I think it's a great dish, and if you want to serve that in smaller pieces with maybe a piece of steak, instead of your vegetables, you have a nice portion of, you take a 9-inch pie pan, you cut it into 6 portions, and then have a steak with it. That would be equally as spectacular.
Ooh. Okay. See, I'm cool with that. It's that sounds good to me.
Yeah, and that's pretty basically what I was going to lead into is.
You know what? You totally screwed this up.
Oh, of course I did.
The presentation.
I'm screwing up a lot of stuff lately. it goes with the age, man.
It does.
You know. Hey, yeah, I'm old and in the way in a lot of respects.
Don't play the victim card. Okay.
No, I'm not.
You are.
You're about to play the victim. The last thing I might be, and one of them is not a victim. I am.
Okay.
Good to go.
Here's an email question. Mac, did you see the ESPN 30 for 30 last night about Carter High School in Dallas?
No, I didn't.
Let me tell you what happened. I came home. I don't know what I turned on, but I fell asleep. And when I woke up, this ESPN 30 for 30 was on. So I was just laying there, and And I would tell you absolutely positively watch it. It's amazing. It's a school that deals with the Dallas school system, changing grades and all that kind of bullshit. They go to court so that their kids can play because they think they're getting screwed. And the courts allow them to play. They ultimately win the Texas State High School Championship, an inner city school from Dallas. First time it ever happened, right? And it's crazy. I want to say, there was 40-something kids on the team. 21 were offered scholarships to play college football. 21.
Wow.
So they are living large and in charge in Dallas. And then they like it. And so they need money. So they start robbing businesses.
No way.
At gunpoint.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah, it's and you're watching it, and it's absolutely, positively amazing. And then ultimately they get caught. And these guys that had been these heroes of the community now are just the whole. At first, people didn't believe that. They thought it was just it's garbage. This can't be true. They're just doing it because they don't like these kids, and these kids have achieved. And then slowly but surely, the evidence comes out, the pictures come out, and all of it comes out. And it's like, oh my God! So I would tell you, absolutely watch it. It's riveting. And then these guys go to prison for armed robbery. One of the kids who plays on the team, do you remember the linebacker for the New York Giants and he went to Miami by the name of Jesse Armstead?
Yeah.
He plays on this team.
Oh no. Was he involved in
it? No, he didn't do it. There was some of the kids didn't. And I want to say they had 8 or 9 guys playing the NFL off that team.
Wow.
They graduated that year and the following year. But it's this horrible story. One of them, his father's a minister. He participates in it.
Oh,
another one, his dad's a, you know, I want to say he's a principal of the school or something. And they talk about this, the cops coming to the door and say, your son's been arrested for aggravated armed robbery, you know, aggravated robbery, which is robbery with a weapon. And they tell their story. Every one of them has got out of prison, got a degree, and made something of their life.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's a good ending.
Yeah, but it's, oh, my God. It's absolutely amazing. You know, and then the state of Texas strips them of their high school football championship. He said that the whole basis for allowing them to compete was wrong, that they should have been disqualified based on cheating.
Right.
grade adjustments that were inappropriate, and then they got their championship taken away from them. So, it's bad, but anyway. So, all right. Here's another email. Hey, Mac, I'm having some people over for dinner this weekend. I want to fix some salmon, but I'd kind of like to do it maybe with a little Jamaica twist. I'd like to have a little mango with it, so fresh fruit. And is there any kind of relish or something else I could use with that to make the fish kind of taste a little bit like the islands? But I am aiming for mainly kind of a fruity mango kind of a taste. Does that make sense? I won't comment.
Well,
does that make sense to you?
You might want to take a jerk rub. And they have them in the store. You can do a jerk rub, or you can look it up online. And how to do a jerk rub. You don't want it too hot because it's salmon. But then you can make a mango and fresh fruit. I love mangoes. I just love it. But yeah, Beth just said a peach salsa. But I with the salmon and you want to do a Caribbean, you do tropical fruits. You can do mango. You can do a little pineapple. With the Jamaican jerk marinade, that's going to give you some heat. So you want something that's cool and refreshing in that respect. And so, you know, you chop it up and you make kind of like a tossed salad, maybe a little pineapple in there, or some strawberries, or I can give you a fruit salad recipe if you want. It's a fruit salsa. I'm sorry, it's not a salad.
Would you put that on the fish? Hey, the other thing is, you know, a lot of the world consumes...
Yes, you could.
A lot of the world consumes mango. You don't realize that the... Okay, do you want to give the little thing?
Send it.
Yeah, I will right now. It's a pineapple, cantaloupe, mango, red onion, chopped cilantro, a little pineapple juice, a wee bit of rice vinegar, and Beth puts in a little hint of maple syrup, sea salt, red pepper flakes, and ginger powder. That's very, very yum on Caribbean. And then fresh mint. Now, she just took a picture and is sending you this fruit salsa that you can post. It's absolutely spectacular. We've used it on fish. Chicken, and it works very well. And I think if you just want to grill your salmon with pepper and salt and grill it, and then just have this fruit salsa to put over top of it, that'll work equally as well. But if you want a little heat, you do a little Jamaican rub that has ginger or allspice. You can look that up, and they'll have a recipe online. But it's Jamaican jerk.
Okay.
Rub. Mm-hmm. And then have this fruit salsa to put over the fish, and then you get the sweet with the heat. And that would you do the jerk seasoning, not too heavy, but just to get the flavor, because you don't want to bury the flavor of the salmon.
Got it.
With too thick a jerk sauce.
Got it. Okay.
Sure.
Got another question for you.
Sure.
Hey, Mac, does Kim have a couple of things that he would add to chili to make it good?
Well, one thing that I always like to taste in chili is cumin. I love ground cumin in a chili. And then jalapenos or habaneros. It depends on how hot you want it. But habanero is hotter than a jalapeno. Habaneros are these little yellow, they look like a cherry tomato, but they're all crinkly and they're bright yellow.
Right.
And they have great heat, and that's a Caribbean heat also. But for me, I make chili. Beth makes a killer chili with beans. And in Texas, they don't make chili with beans. They make it just with chilies, meat, and spices. Because it started on the trail, on the cattle drive, the chuck wagon would take ancho, the red chili, dried chili peppers, reconstitute them with water, grind them up, and you cook that. And that's what turns your chili red. They didn't have tomatoes or cans of tomatoes to take on the trail. But the chili with, paprika and cumin and those kind of spices, turns the chili red. And you cook it for a long time, like, a few hours. And you don't need expensive cuts of meat. You want meat that has some fat in it.
Right.
And it breaks down and tenderizes it. So you don't have to break the bank on buying meat for chili. And then if people like it with tomatoes, you put just any kind of crushed tomatoes or however you want to do that. And then you finish it off after you get your chili made. You put beans in there, your favorite bean. Beth loves kidney beans. I like the navy beans, the white beans in my chili, and I've also added coffee to my chili when I make it without beans.
Whoa.
You don't pour a ton of it in there. It's just enough to give it a little richness. And you wonder, what the hell is that flavor? And only the cook knows. It's a little trick. But, And chili is, there's so many different types of chili from different parts of the U.S. And that's it. I remember eating my first Coney Island dog. That was just chili powder and ground beef that was cooked in a big kettle and then water added and these chilies, and it just turns it this deep, deep red, like red chili and cumin and stuff, and they put it on hot dogs. Or in Cincinnati, you've had this chili five ways.
Yep.
You've got spaghetti, then you have chili, and then you have beans, cheese, onions. God, I think that's it. And the chili, of course. So, when I had my first five way chili before the burlesque, when I went down to Cincinnati when I was 17, that was pretty cool. I never had anything like that. A few places in the country make it, but to get the authentic, you have to go to Cincinnati.
The All Marine Radio head chef joins us this morning. One more email for you. Hey, Mac, I was kind of curious listening to Kim talk about being involved in 60s stuff. What's the largest protest you ever saw?
The March on the Pentagon.
Pentagon?
And I think it was I was going back to hotel school, 68, I think. I'm pretty sure it was. And a friend of mine, Jeremy Ferguson from grad school, was going to George Washington University, and we just showed up. We went to a Jimi Hendrix concert afterwards.
There you go.
So we were just observing because there were some Nazis there that were trying to cause trouble.
Listen to this.
Imagine. And
hold on, listen to this. Hold on. 1967.
Yeah.
The protesters surrounded the besieged military nerve center until the early hours of October 22nd. The demonstration had 100,000 people.
Yeah.
Marched on the Pentagon.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. U.S. History. Let's see. The day's activities began with a rally at the Lincoln Memorial. 50,000 protesters, armed with limp flowers and sturdy convictions, gathered to protest the war. After 3 p.m., some demonstrators headed home. Others headed towards the Pentagon for more rallies.
I went to Jimi Hendrix concert at the Washington Hilton. You know me.
Yeah. Make love, not war.
War, man. Come on. Yeah.
Come on, man. That's crazy. That was huge. 100,000 people. Holy smokes. That's like people everywhere. That's crazy. That's crazy. All right, my man. Any big plans for the weekend? Seen any good movies lately?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Oh, really? What did you see?
Yeah. We saw the Hitman's Bodyguard with Samuel L. Jackson, Selma Hayek, Ryan Reynolds, and guy from Eastern Europe was played by, I can't remember his name. It started slow, but it really got going once Samuel got involved in it, and it has humor, lots of humor.
We like that.
And I've never heard Selma Hayek swear so much in my entire life, and I've seen a lot of her. But I'm a big Samuel Jackson fan.
I'm a big Selma Hayek fan.
Oh yeah, who is? Gosh sakes.
Exactly.
It's a fun movie to go see, but I still recommend if you want to go see a really good spy movie, you go see Atomic Blonde with Charisse Theron, and that's a good one. But The Hitman just came out last week, and we went on, Tuesday, because it's cheap for us retired people. And $5 or $6 a piece. And I was thoroughly entertained. I gave it about...
Here we go.
Because of the slow start, I couldn't give it a straight up 4. Probably 3.75 star. But it finished in the 4 category. But because of the slow start for us, I have to downgrade it a little bit. But Tommy Blonde got a solid 4.5 for me. Well, maybe 5 with her. God, she is hot. H-O-T. But, yeah, I like Samuel L. Jackson. I've seen him in all his Tarantino movies. He's real good in those. Pulp Fiction was just on the other night with John Travolta. And that was a good one. But, yeah. So, I haven't looked at the paper. I think we're going to go see a Jeremy Renner movie where he's a detective and he goes hunting for somebody murdered this girl in the North Country. It's all shot in snow. So, I think that's what we're going to go see next week.
All right, buddy. All right. First of all, thanks for doing this. I appreciate your patience this morning.
Oh, man. Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to hang out with you, Matt. Whether it's in person or over the airwaves.
We've got
a big birthday tomorrow.
Yeah, Colleen.
Big birthday. Colleen's going to be 14.
Going to be 14. How about that?
Yeah, 14. It scares me. And I can't imagine she's 2 years away from driving a car. So good luck, Patio.
No, you know what? It's funny. When your oldest starts to drive, you're like, oh. When your youngest is getting ready to drive, you're like, yeah, I can't get her license quick enough, man. That way I don't have to drive her around anymore. It's like totally, it's like the complete opposite.
How did I know that was coming?
The complete opposite. You know, when your oldest one, you're like, oh. And then as everyone gets theirs, you're like, whatever, take them down, get them their license. Right, but don't ask to borrow my car. You could borrow your mom's, but not mine. And then, you know, within about 24 months, you're going to buy your own. What? Yeah.
My dad made me get a 1952 Plymouth, and it was a three-shifter column. And I swear to God, the car weighed about 6,000 pounds. It's when they still made cars with steel, and that first summer I got into three mini fender benders. Nobody was hurt or anything, but I wasn't paying attention driving like nobody does when they're 16 or 17.
Which is
start driving.
Yeah, which is why they shouldn't drive.
Yeah, nah. But yeah, but it was a tank. Make sure you get her a tank.
No kidding. All right. You have a good weekend. I'll talk to you.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
The one and only. Yeah, Colleen turns 14. Holy smokes. More of All Marine Radio coming up next. Are you looking for the perfect gift for somebody who's in the military? For a first responder? For a hunter? For an outdoorsman? Or somebody that just likes cool military stuff? I've got the perfect gift for you. The Battle Mug. Starts with 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at battlemug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out. Battlemug.com.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership.
So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when the group can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nelson at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the South community should be aware of.
The Global Soft Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marines.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.